to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is this online?
Yeah, okay.
Didn't sound like it wrong. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Here. First, housekeeping. Bathrooms are out. There's water pressure so low, so just a little housekeeping issue. I did talk to Pee Wee also. It's just the drain on the wells. The wells are pumping as much as they can from everybody running their faucets. So he did mention if you could drip your faucet rather than run it, to do that to help everybody out. So that's the issue with the water pressure, if anybody has any questions.
We're not going to be out anymore, right?
As far as I can tell, no. In your package, you have the minutes for a regular meeting December 11th. You can check the minutes. We have any changes or anything we need to add?
You had asked me to write a sentence about that part.
Well, Blaine, did we take that out? I don't know if we added that back in. We can add that back in, too.
I had sent it to you and highlighted it.
Okay.
I don't know if you decided. I just think for historical purposes, the ordinance that we did take action on
speed
last
limit.
Time, it had been on the agenda. And then it didn't say anything about it. We went on to introducing the same ordinance. So just thought for clarification, the historical purposes, maybe we should.
Okay.
Scott had asked me to write a sentence, and I just put it as an action. But it's not in here now.
Okay.
So
Blaine, can you put the note that we add that for the minutes?
I think I
next
have
time.
It on my copy.
I might have the email on that. I'm
I
not
just
sure.
Just wanted to clarify that.
We'll get it for you in the morning, or from you in the morning if we need.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Next up, committee reports. Project updates. Total rainfall, the town had 6 rain events for 5.5 inches. We officially had an unrecorded amount of snow. Shane said he's going to budget next year for 2 snow plows to clear the streets.
Probably get an attachment for that.
Yeah, for the Bobcat maybe. No drainage problems. I mean, we didn't have that much rain. All the new street signs have been installed. It's been kind of a quiet month. We're not out of compliance at the sewer treatment plant. We did do 2 culvert program jobs. So Christmas decorations kept us busy from November, December. So that's about it under Public Works, unless someone else has something. Next up, planning and zoning minutes from December 27, 2017 are in your package. For your viewing pleasure.
There's nothing on the agenda.
No. Anybody else? Anything else? Next up, we have discuss River Mill 3rd filing construction plans. That's in your package.
Tom, you want the?
Want a big one?
Copy?
Yeah, a little one's in the package. You want to come up and mention your construction plans?
Good evening. Jim Tatum with Tatum Engineering, here to see about asking for approval on the construction drawings for River Mill Reserve 3rd filing. As the council knows, and also the Planning Commission, we've been working through this project for quite some time. We believe we've addressed all of the concerns that we're aware of from the town's consultants, from the town itself, and from the neighbors to the north of us. And I'll be glad to answer any questions or address any concerns specifically about the details in the construction drawings. So, but ask for your support on this, and let me know if you have any questions. Thank you.
I know this is probably the first time you guys might have seen these, so y'all want to dig through them during the week, and we can definitely talk about them on Monday. Roy, did you have a chance to
yeah.
dig through them a little bit?
Well, I saw everything that you'd asked for was in there, the buffer zone on the north, and the drainage culverts and everything else.
Okay. So I know Roy was on vacation a little bit, so we were pushing to see if we could get that done. So Anybody have any questions? Any questions from the audience?
I just have one request. And we have no complaints, as I'm representing the homeowners association last. But I asked for it, this preliminary, and we said we'd wait to this point. It can be a letter from Scott or Tatum Engineering or whoever, just stating that we're guaranteed, you know, the agreement we came upon for the buffer zone, just so we have something, you know, what the construction plan is.
We put that on the drawing.
It was on the preliminary plat.
Nothing on it.
Right. But if, you know, I mean, it's out of legal document, I guess, is what I'm concerned about.
It's recorded.
Sure. Well, I would say this. We agreed to it. We have not recorded it. However, I mean, and typically you do not record a preliminary plat, but that's a requirement that was made of us. We agreed to it. If we come back before this body for a final plat approval and it's not on there, we don't get approved. So there's a little checks and balances.
The final plat.
Sure.
That's what we'll do.
And it'll be on there. We've got every, we're going to do it.
Streetlights on there, Jim?
Yes, sir.
The final plat is where the town certifies that everything in the construction plans has been built to standard as per the town ordinances. And until that happens, final plat is not good.
Correct. Anybody else? Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We'll see you next Monday.
Monday night coming, yes, sir. What is that date? I lost my count.
Eight.
Okay, next up, we'll move to Finance Committee. In your package, we have the December bills. You guys have any questions? About to answer them for you. Come up with something between now and next week, we can answer. Anybody else? All right, we'll move forward. Discuss new police server. In your package, we have a quote. I have not had time to go over this quote in detail, but Tom and them have been working on it. Tom and Jonathan and them. It's from the group that does all of our computer work. Excuse me. It's pricey, but it's something that we talked about last week, and it's something that we probably need to go ahead and move on.
About
20,000. If you total it all up, all of the different pieces and parts that they have to rebuild and build, and
that solve our problem.
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah, he even fixed my laptop today. The little fellow that comes out.
Oh, he came fix your laptop today.
Good. Yeah, Chip had when he fixed it the last time, didn't bring the right power pack back, and it, I kept telling him it had an error in it, so he went in there and disabled the error message instead of fixing the problem. So
okay, so you got it fixed up today?
Yeah, sure did. $29. That worked out real good.
So this is gonna take care of our problem that we have over there with you guys.
Yes, sir.
So
they'll get everything straight, and everything will be a whole lot more secure. So.
Have you checked into the bid amount? Is it $30,000?
We got to check on that.
It's 30. We talked today, and I don't know. Maybe we should get someone to come in and give us another.
It wouldn't
price.
Hurt, you know.
Yeah,
it is a lot of money.
Just to keep them honest, I think you probably need to do that.
To put it out for bid. I still think you need more than one quote.
Yeah. We talked about that today with Tom. We'll get another one before next meeting.
Yeah.
And
try to get two more. You know.
Yeah.
Just to check it out. Dell and all, it has state contract prices.
This gives us an idea. I think we first thought it was going to be around 30.
That's what we first figured. It's just kind of just as.
And,
this is what the computer people that work for us said, this is what we need. So now we can kind of take this and go a little further with it and shop around. And
do you have a list of specifications that you gave this guy?
We don't know anything about any of that.
Specifications for you.
Yeah, so.
Okay, well, you need to make sure when you bid the other two that you give them the same.
Same spec.
Yeah, that's what we figured. We take all these prices off and we'll. That way they won't say, oh, well, it's a dollar cheaper.
Here that would be smart.
Okay, well, yeah, let's.
Compared to apples to
apples. Oh, yeah.
Let's go to work on getting that. And the sooner we get it, the better.
Oh, yeah.
And then we can talk about it on Monday.
That'll work. Appreciate y'all.
And some of these items are out of stock, so he's going to be waiting on those. get everything together.
Yeah, I think what he told us, it'd probably take at least a month to get everything once he got it finalized, so. They are doing good at tech support, though. I gotta give them that. It's pricey, but they're always there when we need them, so. That's working good.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Personnel committee, we don't have anything on that. Recreation committee, anybody? Police committee? Anything?
No, sir.
Governmental affairs?
We could try to schedule our Arbor Day. I'll get with.
Yeah, no doubt.
When they can get through and plant trees.
Yeah. All right, other matters, I don't have any. Mayor's report, it's been pretty quiet, holiday time, we didn't have a whole lot of stuff going on. We do have a position open in the office for traffic clerk, so the posting is on our website. So if you know anybody that might be interested, they can go on our website, posting. That's all I have. Remarks of personal privilege? Anybody?
Get the audio on the website yet.
Oh, and one thing I failed to mention in my mayor's report, I did email Packy the purchase agreement for that piece of property, so I'm waiting on him to get back with me on that. And once I get the okay from him, then I'll make copies for everybody and we'll look at it down the road.
You did do a full abstract on that property.
Yep. Anybody else?
I just have only a minor comment about the happy holidays. You know, because not only myself, but several other people in the community made a comment about it. Whatever happened to Merry Christmas? And where is a Merry Christmas in rural? Do we have one?
I don't think we ever had one, but
yeah, we did. Right in front.
I don't know what happened to it.
Doesn't
Shane, do you know what happened to Merry Christmas? I don't. We
the train and the peace on earth.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whose decision was to put Happy Holidays?
Mine.
I'm okay with the Happy Holidays.
This is what we talked about today. It was my decision. Probably next year, if the council sees fit, I'd like to go on the other side of Main Street and put Merry Christmas on that side. That's kind of my plan.
So you have both. That would be great.
Mr. Donahue, you know, being a Merry Christmas.
What?
I asked
one of I don't remember us having a Merry Christmas. We may have. But my goal is to get it next year and put it on the other side if the money's right and the council sees fit. Anyone else? Announcements, Landmark and Heritage Meeting, January 22nd at 6:30. And Town Hall will be closed on Monday, January 15th for Martin Luther King Day, or some states call it Civil Rights Day. With that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Yeah. Just don't go to the bathroom.
Shane could have covered that for me.
Well, you can sleep here if you want, but
I'm going to